Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, and welcome to Laborers for Christ, Spiritual Growth and Development. You are tuned in to our midweek service where we get our strength and our encouragement and preparation to continue in the will of the Lord for the week. We are appreciating you coming and joining us via Blog Talk. We encourage you to be prepared to dialogue with the physical location. We are on, actually, with the Blog Talk family, as we are not on location at the physical location. Instead, we are here on Blog Talk. So enjoy this ministry of worship, and then we will go into our lesson for today.
Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Everybody say,
glory to the Lamb.
We sing
glory, to the Lamb.
We give all glory
to the Lamb.
Yes, we sing
glory,
glory to the Lamb.
To the Lamb.
This is why. For He is
now
and omega,
omega.
Forever,
forever
is He. And He will reign forever.
Forever.
Holy, holy, holy,
holy,
holy is He.
Is
so together let's sing glory,
glory
to the Lamb.
To the Lamb.
Father, we sing tonight glory,
glory,
glory to the Lamb.
To the Lamb.
We give all the glory,
glory
to the Lamb. Jesus is His name, we give
glory,
glory to the Lamb.
To the Lamb.
For He is
now,
He's the beginning, and He is the end.
Forever
He remains, and He will reign forever with all power and authority.
Forever
He is King.
Holy
is He.
Glory to the Lamb. And we're reading out of Revelation, the 14th chapter, starting with the 14th verse. And the word says, from the revelation of John, I looked, and there before me was a white cloud. And seated on the cloud was one like a son of man, with a crown of gold on his head, and a sharp sickle in his hand. Then another angel came out of the temple and called in a loud voice to him who was seated on the cloud, take your sickle and reap, because the time to reap has come, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. So he who was seated on the cloud swung his sickle over the earth, and the earth was harvested. Another angel came out of the temple in heaven, and he too had a sharp sickle. Still another angel came who had charge of the fire, came from the altar and called in a loud voice to him who had the sharp sickle. Take your sharp sickle and gather the clusters of grapes from the earth's vine, because its grapes are ripe. And the angel swung his sickle on the earth, gathered its grapes, and threw them into the great winepress of God's wrath. They were trampled in the winepress outside the city, and blood flowed out of the press, rising as high as the horse's bridle for a distance of over 1,600 stadia. We pray that God would give us understanding of his word, and that the testimony of future things will change how we are motivated and view our current hood. So at this point, we will receive the teaching that's coming from our apostle, Dr. Shaunette Hartman.
It is always a pleasure to be able to share with you. And so as we are moving forward with our teaching, I'm going to ask you all to participate on this.